Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. St. Michael and all angels, often referred to as Michaelmas, is a very old traditional day of the church year, and in fact, in Europe, some of the most prestigious colleges still name their quarter not Fall Quarter, but Michaelmas Quarter. Oxford, Cambridge, these colleges have that tradition. There's also an online Lutheran high school called Wittenberg Academy that calls this part of the year Michaelmas Quarter. It's nice when we can order our days around the church year. St. Michael and all angels is a feast day in that year, and it's a day when the reformers took it upon themselves to proclaim the truth about the angels. Because for some reason, people don't really know that much about how angels actually work, and yet they love them. We see so many misconceptions about angels. Now, if you weren't an active churchgoer, you would probably have your mindset around what you see of angels either in Hallmark or in all of those sorts of things. Maybe they're these chubby little babies with wings like an old-fashioned Cupid. That's not true. There's also a common misconception that when people die, they become angels, which is also not true. God has created the angels, incorporeal beings, that is, they are without a body, and he has made you a body and a soul. He has created angels for a special purpose. The word angel comes from the Greek word angelos, which means messenger. And when you see the angels in the Bible, you see that that is their main focus. Their main focus is delivering messages. They sing out at the birth of Jesus Christ. Saint Gabriel, the other archangel named in the scriptures, goes toward Elizabeth and tells her that she will have a child. He announces the birth of Saint John the Baptist. And then Saint Gabriel, the archangel, goes to a young virgin named Mary and says that she too will become with child and she will have a son and name him Jesus. Angels throughout the scriptures deliver messages. They are God's messengers. And they're not cute, and they're not fluffy, and they're not chubby. They are mighty warriors. There are some beautiful artworks depicting angels. And in fact, on the front of your bulletin, I chose one to show you the actual identity of these as being these warriors. Saint Michael leads a whole host of angels, an army, to battle the wicked one, the evil one, himself created to be an angel. Lucifer was his name before the fall, a name that means light bearer. The last part of his name, fur, we see in a lot of other names. The young man who carries the crucifix forward is called a crucifer. That is, the one who bears the crucifix. A common name among young boys is Christopher, which means bearer of Christ. Lucifer was designed by God to bear his light. But he wasn't content. He wasn't happy serving God. And so he rebelled. And the Bible actually tells us that he got a third of all God's holy angels to side with him in this magnificent battle. The Bible doesn't tell us a whole lot about that battle, exactly when all of these things take place, but we do know that Lucifer was created along with all of the angels sometime in that 6 days of creation. Angels are not like God in that they are not infinite. They had a beginning. Angels are meant to be his servants. And so the devil rises up against God, and God casts him down. And as a serpent, he goes and he tests the weaker of the half, and he goes to Eve and he twists God's word. He says, did God really say you can't eat of any of the fruit of the garden? Eve says, no, no, that's not what he said. He said, you can't eat of this tree, which she's right on. She adds to his word and she says, neither shall you touch it, for on that day you will die. And the devil then twists God's word even further and he says, oh no, that's not true. You won't die. God just knows that you'll become like him. And so she has a choice. Do I follow God, who has created me and given me everything that I need, or do I follow the serpent who is now telling me that God didn't tell me the truth? She fails to follow God. And even greater of a failure, she gives that fruit to her husband, and he eats it, and we fall into sin, and it impacts every single one of us. All of God's creation is now doomed to die because of Adam's fall. But after that fall, there is a punishment. The serpent is told that his seed would have enmity with the woman and her seed. He is told that while he will bruise the heel of her seed, his head will be crushed. That time has come. For a time, God allowed the devil and his angels before his throne, and he would accuse us before him day and night and day and night until finally he said enough. After Job, he cast him down to the earth. No longer does the devil go before God and accuse you of your sins. Now he does it to you. The devil sends his wicked angels, his own messengers corrupted by sin, to whisper in your ear that you are not worthy of God's love. You are not worthy of any love. Rather, follow me and I will give you everything you want, everything you truly need. Did God really say? And so great war broke out in heaven. Satan leading his evil angels against Saint Michael and all of his angels. Saint Michael is a mighty warrior, a valiant warrior, an archangel in charge of the tribes of God's holy angels, led in battle against this ancient serpent. They were cast out of heaven. And there will come a day when ultimately Satan will be defeated. But that day is not quite here yet. The devil still accuses you, but there will be a day when he can no longer accuse you. Michael will stand up, and he will deliver, not because of who he is, but because of whom he serves. But before that time, as we hear in Daniel, there will be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. We have a time of trouble. And yet our names, the names of every Christian who truly believes in Jesus Christ, are written in his book, the book of life. On that day, Daniel says, many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. There is an eternity. Those who confess Jesus Christ in their hearts and with their lips and in their lives will be with him for eternity. And those who reject him will be without him for eternity, suffering eternally with the God that they serve, the devil. The day is coming, though, when he will no longer be able to accuse you. He will no longer be able to whisper in your ear that you are not worthy of love. Jesus in our gospel lesson points to the joy, to the faith of a child, greatest in his kingdom. And that doesn't mean that we need to dumb ourselves down to be like children, but rather to have a faith that they have, a faith that trusts their mother and their father, a faith that believes that you will give them what they need to survive. That's the kind of faith that we need to have in Jesus Christ, in God our Father. And there are great repercussions for those who cause these little ones to sin. There are great repercussions as God sends his angels to watch over each and every one of them, as he watches over you. Yes, the day is coming when Satan will ultimately be defeated. When you look at that picture, or if you already have, you will see Saint Michael, valiant in his array as a warrior. And you will notice that on the bottom of the picture, there is another creature, the devil, writhing in pain. Saint Michael is jabbing a spear through his head, and the top of that spear is shaped like a cross. Because as our text says, it is the blood of the Lamb that delivers. It is the blood of the Lamb that covers all of our sins. For on the cross of Christ, he bled and he died. And that blood now covers the spear of Saint Michael. So that on the last day, when Satan is utterly defeated and he can no longer accuse you, it will be because of the blood of Christ that covers not only your sins and my sins, but covers that spear, dealing the death blow that he might never accuse you again. So rejoice that we don't become angels. Rejoice that we are actually above the angels. Rejoice that God has made us his prized creation, and that in his proper time he sent his Son to suffer and die in your stead, that he might commune with you for eternity. Rejoice in that, dear Christian, and Satan. As he of old deceived the world, and into sin and death was hurled, so now he subtly lies in wait to undermine both church and state. But watchful is the angel band that follows Christ on every hand to guard his people where they go and break the counsel of the foe. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.